Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
If you want the latest news in the streets, join us and tune in for the tea. Breaking news with integrity. So tell your friends and your family.
It's the Lovely Tea TV Show.
Bringing you good tea and good
vibes. It's the Lovely Tea TV Show.
Be sure to share, like, and subscribe.
Hey, Tea Sippers, I hope you guys are doing good today. So we have a viral video that I'm going to react to. Somebody sent it to me. I only know the title. I don't know what all is going to happen, but I know it has to do with tipping from the title. He's a DoorDasher, and basically he's upset that he's not getting a tip. Now, I've been saying for a while now, y'all remember my old video I had posted on Instagram before my other Instagram page got deleted. I've been saying for a while now that tipping is kind of getting out of control, especially the sense of entitlement. Like, I went to a poke bowl place. I'm literally the one coming in. I drove myself, picked out the ingredients, and then when it comes up at the end, do you want to leave a 15% tip? No, I just want my food. I'm not even going to sit here and eat. Now, if I'm sitting at an establishment, oh, best believe I tip. Because I know how that is. I've never been a waiter, but you know, I've had friends who have worked in like the food industry, being waiters and waitresses. So I understand tipping, and I tip when I go out and I sit and I eat. If you're bringing something to my home, I will tip you. Pizza delivery guy, DoorDash, I will tip. So, but if I'm coming in, I'm bringing myself, you're not providing me with entertainment. You're not shaking something. You're not twerking. You're literally just putting food together and then saying, here's the amount that you owe. What am I tipping for? So yeah, tipping culture has gotten out of control. Okay, I will say that. So we're gonna go ahead and watch this video. I'm gonna do my little reaction, child. We're gonna watch this.
You're not gonna tip. You're not getting groceries.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you.
What the heck?
I work too hard for my money, lady.
Okay, you work for a job. You're doing your job. Your job
is doing my job, but I don't work for free.
I don't work for free.
Understand?
I don't get tips.
Well, then, you know what? That is just unethical of you.
It's unethical.
That's unethical and un-American of you. Understand that?
Un-American. Okay, what's actually American?
Un-American. You're not getting any of this. You're going to go get it by yourself.
And so you're going to steal from me. You're stealing my groceries that I paid for.
I'm returning this so that you can go and find it.
Okay.
You can go get it yourself, you lazy.
I paid an app. I paid an app for you to shop for my groceries. You are my shopper.
That's right. But
the company should pay you whatever you're worth. I'm sorry if you're not worth that much, but I don't tip, sweetheart. Okay, I tip my hairdresser. I don't tip somebody who, like...
Okay, now she's trying to be condescending. I don't tip, sweetheart. I tip my hairdresser. I don't tip shoppers. You know, now she's being a little bit condescending, but he definitely has a sense of entitlement issue. I mean, the fact that he's screaming, this is America, and I'm taking your groceries back. She ordered a lot of groceries. I mean, like, I would say not a lot of groceries, because, child, you can order groceries and they look like you didn't buy nothing. But I mean, she got several cases of water. That's a lot for somebody to pick up, take from the store to their car, and then bring to your door. So let's keep watching.
This is $40 worth of groceries. You think you deserve a $4 tip? You want 10% of that? Would that make you feel better? Yeah,
it would.
Okay, then
let me tell you something.
You're not going to get it.
Why don't you wake up a little bit? I wish I could just slap you in the face right now.
Well, that's...
Because you deserve a slap.
Oh, my gosh. Are you recording?
Yeah, you do.
I'm recording everything.
Damn, he said... Wait, what? Damn, he chose violence. What is this game of grocery stores? Like, this dude woke up and chose violence. He said, I wish I could slap you right now. You can tell, honey, that he's one of them old school men from back in the day. You know, you talk a little bit flip, he ready to flip out on your ass. He had his hand up and everything. Like, good thank God it was being recorded. He's going to slap the shit out this damn white lady.
Slap. To wake you up.
Oh, my God.
Okay. I mean, come on.
We're in 2024. Yeah. People are short. You're not going to tip. You're not getting groceries.
Okay. All right. So y'all just watched that video. He wanted all the damn smoke. Now I felt like she was kind of antagonizing and, you know, sweetheart and being condescending. Me personally, this is just me speaking for myself. If somebody's bringing that much groceries to my house, especially heavy cases of water, because, you know, I can't carry no heavy cases. You know what I'm saying? That's just too much. So if I'm getting extra help, I would not mind tipping in that situation because they're, you know what I'm saying, they're providing a service. But it's a sense of entitlement. A tip is a reward. A tip is extra. A tip is if you've done a good job, I have the right to tip you. It's not part of the process. As long as you're paid your job, as long as you're paid to do what you're doing, that's really what matters. A tip is extra. So I do think that we live in a world where people are very, very entitled to the point now wherever you go, people want a tip. You can go to the boba store, they want a tip. You can go to Subway, they want a tip. It's like, dang, you're tipping for everything. And I don't mind. Like, I will tip my favorite Subway sandwich artist because he do be hooking me up with extra veggies and shit, okay? So I will, you know what I'm saying, slide him a few dollars. But it's like everywhere we go, we're being inundated for tips, for tips, for tips. And I know a lot of y'all will say, well, bitch, don't people tip you when you're on, you know, live stream? You get super chats. Because I seen a few people writing that in my comments, and I talked about this on Instagram. First of all, let me make something clear, okay? I don't ask for super chats. I don't ask for anything. I come on, I have a good time, and I'm actually providing a service. You know what I'm saying? People love when I go live. We talk about fun topics. People come to my lives depressed, going through it, and when they leave a lot happier, a lot lighter. And if they feel it in their spirit to want to tip, they or, you know, send a super chat, they can do that. I don't come on to YouTube with a sense of entitlement. You guys have never seen me be like, well, if nobody's sending a super chat, I'm about to shut down this stream, or I'm gonna just sit here for the next 5 minutes with my arms crossed until somebody sends me some money. Yes, I have seen YouTubers do that, where they will literally cuss out their fans if they're not giving them super chats. Y'all ain't never came to my stream and seen me do that. Y'all have never come to my stream and seen me begging for money and super chats and stuff like that. So y'all be trying me. Y'all tried it in my Instagram comments. I didn't get a chance to reply back because, you know, that page is deleted now. But I'm replying to every last one of y'all who said that.
Today I got time, cuz. You lucky on that day I was acting cool, cuz. Nigga, what's up? How gangster are you, cuz?
Two totally different situations. Like I said, for me, I have no problem tipping people. But if I'm coming to your establishment, I'm not sitting there eating, and it's just, you know, a quick fast food meal, I don't think I have to give you a tip. Just for you putting some stuff together. Hell, here's a tip. How about you actually greet me, smile, make me feel like my service, me patronizing your business is worth it to you. Then I will tip. If somebody has a really nice attitude and they're cool, that's why I say I will tip my favorite Subway sandwich artist because he's really cool. He's cute too, honey. You know what I mean? And he gives me extra veggies. He's not stingy with the veggies because I've had other people make my Subway sandwich and they act like it hurts them to put, you know, lettuce and spinach on there or to give me 4 tomatoes instead of 3. Like, when I'm like, can I get 4 tomatoes, extra spinach? He doesn't give me any pushback. So yes, I will tip him. So again, if you want a tip, you have to work for it. You have to be nice. You have to treat people with respect. So I think both of these people were being kind of trashy towards each other. Yes, he did have a sense of entitlement. And I get it. It's 2024. The economy's hard. People are struggling. I think for what he was doing, honestly, to be fair, I think he did deserve a tip. But he had to have come in with a better attitude. But you can't sit there and order, you know, $40 worth of groceries, cases of water. And then, you know, what is $5? Especially being that he carried it from the grocery store to the car to your home. She should have at least given him a $5 tip. Now, she was trying to tip him $5 and he was like, oh, this ain't enough. I need $50. What the fuck you thought? Then that's different. But I think, you know, she would have at least given him something. He probably wouldn't have got as mad. But he was also in the wrong for having that sense of entitlement. And then when he said that he wants to slap her, all bets are off. You're not about to sit here and threaten me with a good time, bitch. We probably would have been boxing in my front yard. But, you know, that's just me. Okay, I'm trying to, you know, leave. I don't want to choose violence. But if you bring violence to my doorstep, pow, pow, okay? So, you know, he's a good one. You can't go around threatening people in front of their home. But yeah, the whole situation is ratchet. It's sad, but we're seeing this more and more where people do have a sense of entitlement, like the man who went off on that woman because she wouldn't tip him what he thought that he should have gotten. She literally ordered a $10 food item, I think like a pizza, and she gave him a $2 tip, and he like judged her house like, oh, you're living in this big ass house. Fuck you and this $2 tip. Sir, she didn't have to tip you anything. She only ordered a $10 meal, so what, you want a $10 tip for bringing a $10 meal?
It started as a normal pizza delivery. The delivery guy hands over the pizza, but he's clearly not happy with his tip, and he has some strong words for the homeowner.
I just want to say, it's a nice house for a $5 tip.
You're welcome.
That was rude. The total cost of her order of breadsticks and a medium pizza, $22.78. So the $5 she gave the DoorDash delivery guy comes out to a 22% tip. Sounds pretty reasonable.
Call him ungrateful. Call him ungrateful. Not nice.
He was absolutely rude.
I spoke to the homeowner, mom of two, Lacey Percival of Kempner, Texas.
He could have been having a bad day and took it out on me.
I just want to say it's a nice house for a $5 tip.
And the fact that he pointed out that your house was nice, that seemed unfair.
100%. And I still tip and I'm still doing the right thing, and yet to still be treated that I should be doing more because of where I am in life.
Bare minimum for delivery, you want to be tipping anywhere from 10 to 15%. Now, if you've got a really small order, you should not be tipping any less than $3 to $5 for a delivery.
Which is exactly what Lacey did. And she has this message for her unhappy pizza guy.
If you didn't like it, then I'm sorry. Maybe go find a different job that pays more.
So yeah, you have some people who do have like a huge sense of entitlement, you know? So I think you have to like judge every situation play by play. But I think here they were both in the wrong. She was being a bit too condescending and he was just doing a bit too much. At the end of the day, your job is your job. And as long as you get a paycheck, that's really what matters. Tips are extra. So if you feel like you want a tip, be friendly, smile, make people feel welcome when they come to your business. I can't walk up and order my food and you barely want to open your mouth. You barely want to say hi. You act like you'd rather be sitting watching TikTok videos and preparing my meal. Well, then at that point, I'm going to go get my meal, hit no tip and go to my car and go home. You know, but if you engage with me and, you know, make me feel welcome, then maybe I will give a tip. But again, if I'm eating at somebody's restaurant, oh, I'm a tip. If I'm calling the pizza man or somebody to come to my home, I'm a tip. But all this, you know, just running to go get like a Starbucks or a boba and they want a tip too, my child, it's a bit much. It's a bit much. I see both sides of the argument. So anyways, y'all, let's go ahead and get the discussion popping. I want to hear from you guys. I look forward to reading your comments down below. So feel free to share the video. Make sure you hit the video with the like. And most importantly, make sure you still subscribe to the channel. And I will talk to y'all later. Deuces.
If you want the latest news in the streets, join us and tune in for the tea. Breaking news with integrity, so tell your friends and your family.
It's the Lovely Tea TV Show,
bringing you good tea and good vibes.
It's the Lovely Tea TV Show.
Be sure to share, like, and subscribe.